I'm Mark Bayshore. A unique state government agency is celebrating an important milestone today. The Michigan Historical Commission is holding its 100th anniversary meeting in Lansing. The group is the commission is the group responsible for the more than 1,700 green and gold historic markers scattered across the state. I love them. I've often stopped. They're intriguing. I don't stop as often as I'd like, but I'm glad they're there. It's also heavily involved in the ongoing sesquicentennial of Michigan's role in the U.S. Civil War. And here to talk about the importance of preserving Michigan's history is the chair of the Michigan Historical Commission, Jack Dempsey. Mr. Dempsey, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
One of the commission's main tasks is approving the text for all of the Michigan historical markers you often see on roadsides or in front of significant buildings, and there are more than 1,700 of them across the state. I understand the public asks for a marker. How does that process work from there?
They fill out an application, submit an application fee, and then it goes through a process of research, investigation, verification of the historical accuracy of the site or the person or the story. And then it comes before the commission. We review the accuracy, the heavyweightness of the marker, approve it, review the text, approve the text, and then most often go out and help dedicate the marker. And beyond that, now we're looking at trying to carry the program up another notch by trying to facilitate things like mobile phone apps so that people could not just read the text on the marker, but go deeper into the story associated with that site.
That's great. How often do, now how many applications do you get over the course of a typical year? 2013, how many do you expect to get?
Probably, I would say a couple dozen. Last year we approved about that many, which was quite significant. And I think there's a growing interest across Michigan, as you just indicated, with these kinds of stories and sites. The other thing the commission's doing is looking for additional mysteries that haven't been brought to light and doing its own, on its own initiative, looking for sites, stories, individuals that we should commemorate. And so we are partnering with some groups to try to make that happen, like the conservation folks, the civil rights folks, to try to create virtual trails, so to speak. Trails are a big thing in Michigan right now.
Yeah.
So if we could stitch all these together, get people traveling around Michigan to look into our heritage and become more educated about it, I think it will really benefit the people of Michigan.
I think you're alluding to the commission's Hidden History Initiative, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, Hidden History, and this is just overlooked. Often episodes in Michigan's history involving environment, involving civil rights, and so on.
The Civil War story, many Michiganders are not aware of the role that Michigan played in the American Civil War, which was dramatic, significant, one of the critical elements in helping our nation stay together.
Mm-hmm. How many applications do you turn down as a percentage?
Very few, actually, because most people that are wanting to do a marker have a really significant story to tell. It's the rare one that comes in that isn't really appropriate.
Okay.
How's that for a good euphemism?
I'm really tempted to go deeper on that, but
have me back and I'll talk about that.
Rejected applications for Michigan Historical Sites. Sounds like a segment. What keeps historical events from being overlooked or forgotten? How is it something relevant can just sit there for decades and then somebody bring it up again, reappreciate it?
I think it's because we're into storytelling, but over time people forget to carry those stories on. And so something that is well known a generation ago or even a century ago, as we celebrate our centennial today, it's just lost. And when it's rediscovered, people are shocked and amazed because of the quality, the depth, the amazing nature of those stories. Like in Detroit, we have Capitol Park, because that's where our first state capitol was.
Yeah.
And in that park was buried our first governor. But over time, because of the way the park was designed and conditions in Detroit, that got to be forgotten. And we helped bring that story to light a few years ago and continue to do that.
That was when Stevens T. Mason's body lay in state at the Capitol, correct?
That's correct, exactly.
October of 2010, while crews worked to restore his tomb in Detroit. We're in the midst of the sesquicentennial of the U.S. Civil War. Here at WKAR, we've reported on several major battles of the war, and the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg is coming up in July. What's the commission doing both in and out of the state to observe Michigan's role in the Civil War?
We have put on conferences in the state with the help of partners. We go around the state telling the story. We have a book that was authored that the author proceeds are contributing to the commemoration, because we get no appropriations. In fact, the nine commissioners, each of whom is just a tremendous asset to history, gets no reimbursement, no remuneration for expenses. So we raise money privately. Out of the state, one of the great things we're trying to do is erect a monument to Michigan's sacrifice at the Battle of Antietam. And then in July, two commissioners will go to the Gettysburg area to dedicate a historical marker there. You mentioned we have 1,700 around Michigan. Actually, most are in Michigan, but a few are in other states, and one is in Europe.
Ooh, we need a story there. Tell us about the Michigan historical marker in Europe.
Well, I wish I could. I don't remember exactly what it is.
Oh.
But see, that's one of those stories that I need to have on the tip of my tongue, and it would be fascinating to tell you. Have me back, and I'll tell you about it.
Maybe it's Normandy. I mean, Normandy is the first thing that comes to mind.
I don't believe it's associated with the Second World War.
Oh, no? Okay. People often see history as a finished event that's happened in the past, and once it's written in the books, it's over and done. But time and again, new research and evidence comes up that sheds new information on the past. Do you feel this program is doing everything it can to keep the past alive? What would you change about the program if you could change one thing?
The marker program? We would do more to publicize it, more to promote it. Having 1,700 markers in the ground is terrific, but as I said, connecting them to today's younger generation with mobile app, device content, having more of a presence online, having more sponsorships. We're more than willing to work with, you know, private partners to get more funding for this program, because again, it does not get appropriation support from the government.
What do you know about how history is addressed in other states? Do they tend to invest more in this area than Michigan, or less, or what?
Most states, I would say, are similar to Michigan, but a number do invest more heavily. Because of the Civil War sesquicentennial, some states like Virginia are spending several million dollars on their history effort. Tennessee is another example. In Ohio, next door to us, they've had significant cutbacks, but their public-private partnership is very strong, and that's something that we need to continue to improve here in Michigan. I would say after 100 years, we've gone through a deep valley over the last several years with what happened in state government with Michigan history programs, and today we're coming out of that abyss, and so the prospects for our appreciating our history, our heritage, are much brighter than they were a few years ago.
And what? How do you mark the occasion here later today?
We have a meeting, a regular meeting that starts at 10. We are going to break at noon for a commemorative luncheon. We are releasing a review of the 100 years of public investment in history, a booklet. We're going to have a cake, a Sanders Bumpy cake, which they're celebrating their 100th year in being in business. So we're going to have some festivities at noon and continue to work on our vision for the future of history in Michigan.
This has been very interesting. We've been talking about the importance of preserving Michigan's history. The chair of the Michigan Historical Commission, Jack Dempsey. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.